The Traveler's Journal, April 30th, Finding Fado in the Alfama. Last time we toured Portugal, the tiny, multifaceted nation in Europe's southwest corner. Half a millennium ago, its sailors were the first to navigate unknown oceans, extending Portugal's power around the world. Its empire, which had collapsed by the mid-18th century, left the country with a rich legacy of art and architecture. That loss also burned a strong vein of fatalism and longing into the soul of its people. This music, Fado, is the musical expression of that longing. A tradition that grafted ballad lyrics onto African folk roots, Fado is to Portugal, especially Lisbon, what the blues are to the Mississippi Delta. Literally translated as fate, Fados speak to the ill winds that blow through life and our acceptance of them. Often performed by a female singer draped in a black shawl, they're accompanied by Spanish guitar and Portuguese guitarra, the flat-backed flute that gives Fado its special sound. Elusive and haunting, Fado is saudade, soul, heartbreak, and heart's longing in music and poetry, and ultimately a way of life. To hear authentic Fado, Lisbon is the place to go, to tiny cafes and clubs of the Alfama, the city's old quarter. Late at night, in tiny smoke-filled rooms jammed with tables covered with wine-stained cloths, music wells up from the soul of the fadista. Whether or not you understand the words of Fado, it can haunt you for life. You can visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.